好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴，我们今天早晨又可以聚在主的面前。
We praise the Lord that we can meet before the Lord this morning.
我们开始的时候，我们一起低头点祷告。
And before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是那位信实的神。
Because you are the faithful God.
你是永远不改变的神。
And then you are the God that never changes.
所以我每次来到你的面前。
And so as we come before your presence,
我们心里就有这一个平安。
Our hearts have this peace.
因为这个平安是没有人可以夺去的。
And this is a peace that cannot be taken away by man.
我们今天早晨也感谢你。
And so Lord, this morning we also want to thank you.
要使用你的器皿。
That you can use your vessels.
来向你的教会说话。
To speak to your church.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是按时候分粮给我们的神。
That you are God who gives us blessings.
我们谢谢你，真是借着你的话语来让我们在你面前多认识你的旨意。
And that through your word we can come to know your will.
主啊，叫你的旨意能够快快行在这地上。
And so that your will and your purpose can be here on this earth.
我们也祷告。
And so Lord, we do pray.
让你的教会能够早日的装饰整齐。
That your church can be made ready.
好叫我们能够迎接你的再来。
So that we can hurry your return.
我们再把自己交在主的手里。
And Lord, we place ourselves into your hands.
愿今天早晨你悦纳我们在你面前的侍奉。
That this morning you can find joy in our service.
谢谢主垂听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' overcoming name.
Amen. Amen.好，我们请弟兄姐妹一起翻开圣经。
We ask brothers and sisters to flip open the Bible.
我们今天早晨我们来看诗篇第150篇。
And let's start by turning to Psalms chapter 150.
好，我们会把这一篇从头到尾念一遍。
And we'll read it through once.
我念一节，然后我的弟兄会用英文念一节。
And I will read one verse, and my brother will read a verse in English.
诗篇150篇第一节。
In Psalms chapter 150, verse 1.
你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty expanse.
要因他大能的作为赞美他。按着他极美的大德赞美他。
Praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness.
要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他。
Praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with harp and lyre.
击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他。
Praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with stringed instruments and pipe.
用大响的拔赞美他，用高声的拔赞美他。
Praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
我们感谢主将诗篇赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that he has given us this psalm.
特别今天早上我们读了这个诗篇，我想弟兄姐妹会有一个很深的印象。
And as we have read this psalm, I trust that there's a great impression left on brothers and sisters.
有一个词是一直出现。
And there's a phrase or a word that keeps on appearing.
这个词就是赞美他。
And this phrase is praise the Lord.
我们知道这个他就是当然英文讲这是我们的主。
And this you in English is the Lord.
也就是我们的神。
And it is our God.
实在是这篇诗篇里面充满了赞美。
And this psalm is filled with praise.
那我如果再注意一下这篇诗篇，我们知道开头第一节开头是你们要赞美耶和华。
And if we pay attention, the first verse begins with praise the Lord.
然后这一篇的第六节的最后一句话，大家注意了，也是你们要赞美耶和华。
And if we also note, at the end of verse 6, it also says praise the Lord.
所以完全一样的字句。
And it is the exact same phrase.
你们要赞美耶和华。
And it is praise the Lord.
那我想可能许多弟兄姊妹可能也都知道。
And I trust that many brothers and sisters also know.
如果你还不知道，我今天早上跟你分享。
And this morning I will share with you if you do not know.
因为除了这一篇之外，我们知道诗篇的最后五篇，就是从146篇到150篇。
And that is the last five chapters of Psalm, the book of Psalm, from 146 to chapter 150.
都有同样的一个形式。
It all follows the same pattern.
就他们的第一节一开始一定是你们要赞美耶和华。
It always begins with praise the Lord.
然后他们的最后一节的最后一句话也是你们要赞美耶和华。
And the last phrase or the last stanza of this psalm is praise the Lord.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we praise the Lord.
因为圣灵这样的安排是有他的意思。
That the Spirit has this, this way because there's a meaning behind it.
因为神要借着他的灵提醒我们。
And that through His Spirit, He is reminding us.
也要告诉我们说赞美神是多么重要的事。
And that praising the Lord is such an important aspect.
而且赞美神事实上应该是我们所有蒙恩得救的圣徒生活中的一个表现。
And that this idea of praising the Lord is something that we should live out naturally as Christian lives.
应该是我们每天的生活应该都有赞美神的生活。
And that every day we should live out this life of praising the Lord.
换句话说，我们可以这么说，我们如果明天早上起来。 刚开眼睛的时候,
and so to put it into a more practical aspect, tomorrow morning as we awake,
我们就应该想到要赞美神,
our first thought should be to praise the Lord.
当晚上就寝的时候,
and at night as we're about to go to bed,
我们也要赞美神,
we should praise the Lord as well.
那当然我们不是说只有一天就是两次赞美神,
and so that's not to say that there should only be two times in the day that we praise the Lord.
因为的确在诗篇里面有另外一段讲到说，我们应该一天七次赞美神。
And so in another part of the book of Psalm, there's a verse that says that we should at least praise the Lord seven times throughout the day.
那我也知道有弟兄告诉我们说，七这个数字在圣经上是讲的完全。
And we know that this number seven in the Bible, it represents this completeness.
所以意思就是说，我们赞美神的生活应该是达到一个完全的地步。
And so this idea of praising the Lord should enter into this idea of completeness.
所以在实际上而言，我们就应该多多来赞美神。
And so that every moment we should praise the Lord.
因为赞美神实在是应该是我们基督徒的一个标记，一个 sign。
And this should be a sign of our Christian lives is to praise the Lord.
就是我们不论在何处在何什么样的境况，什么样的外在的环境，我们都可以来赞美神。
And no matter what situation we are in or whatever circumstances that the outward, that the world puts us in, that we should praise the Lord.
接着诗篇讲到说，你们要赞美耶和华。
And so this psalm tells us, praise the Lord.
不论是中文或是英文，我觉得都是。 还没有原文这个字更来的这个有力。
And so neither Chinese or in English, I don't feel that it speaks on this praising the Lord as well as it is in the original text.
因为我们知道原文在希伯来文里面，这个你们要赞美耶和华，实际上是一个非常简短有力的一个词句。
And this praising the Lord in Hebrew is a very short and is simple, but it is complete. A way of speaking of this.
而且事实上，我想弟兄姐妹们也都知道那个字，我们也都讲过。
And I trust that brothers and sisters all know what this word is.
因为那原文的字就是 Hallelujah.
And this original word is Hallelujah.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
所以我们读这篇诗篇，我们就是 Hallelujah 开始。
So when we read this psalm, it begins with Hallelujah.
然后我们结束在 Hallelujah.
And it also ends with Hallelujah.
愿意这样，这是成为我们生活的一个标志。
And may this truly be a standard in our lives.
我们接下来可以看，我们再把我们看这个150篇文中第一节来看起。
So let's take a look at the first verse of this chapter.
刚才说过，一开始就是 Hallelujah.
And as we said before, it begins with Hallelujah.
然后第二句话，它是说，在神的圣所赞美他。
And the second line of this verse says, praise God in his sanctuary.
圣所这个字在圣经里面有很多的意思。
And this word sanctuary has many meanings throughout the Bible.
我们经常可以从四个角度来看这个圣所的意思。
And so we will take, there will be four aspects that we can look at this word sanctuary.
圣所第一个意思呢，就是它是圣洁的。
And the first meaning of this word, it is holy.
因为我们知道圣所这个原文的确跟这个圣洁这个字是同样的意思。
And we know that in the original text, sanctuary and holy, it is the same meaning.
我也感谢主啊，在中文的翻译里面特别就把这个圣这个圣洁这个字放进去，他说圣所。
And in Chinese, it speaks on this holy aspect of the sanctuary.
对，圣所就是神圣的圣洁的住处。
And there is a holy aspect, and that God resides in the sanctuary.
那我们也知道，我们一讲到圣洁这个字。
And so when we speak on this word holy,
它有很多的意思可以在我们心里面这样反复思想。
And there's many meanings behind it.
我们知道圣所，当然这里面就是完全的。
And we know that the word holy, we think of complete.
我们也知道在圣所里面一切都是完美的。
And we know that the things inside that are holy are also perfect.
那我们也知道在圣所里面是没有罪的。
And we also know that it is sinless.
那我们也知道在圣所里面是纯洁的。
And it is pure.
那我知道这些意思都关乎神的性格有性情有关的。
And we know these are all speaking on the characteristics of God.
那我们在这里看见诗篇的作者说我们要在神的圣所赞美神。
And so we see that the psalmist says that we need to praise God in his sanctuary.
但是我想对于我们蒙恩得救的圣徒而言这实在是极大的恩典。
And for a Christian, we can see that this is an amazing grace.
因为我们得救的人我们知道我们自己的光景。
That we who are saved, we know the condition that we are in.
因为我们知道按照我们这种天然的光景我们是不可能进入神的圣所。
And that we know that by our natural condition that we cannot enter into his sanctuary.
所以照着我们这种天然的光景我们要在神的圣所里面我们是被击杀的。
And so by our natural condition, if we enter into the sanctuary, we will be killed.
但神救了我们。
But the Lord has saved us.
因为他用他儿子的宝贵的血洁净了我们。
And by the precious blood of his only son that he has cleansed us.
所以现在神可以告诉我们说我们可以进入神的圣所来赞美他。
And so the Lord tells us that we can enter into his sanctuary because of him, to praise him.
这都是因为神的工作。
All because of his amazing work.
我们也知道在圣经上诗篇上有一句话说神除去我们的过犯他这样说东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
We know that in Psalms, there's another verse that says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以我们知道这一切都是神的工作。
And so we know that this is the complete work of the Lord.
当我们每当我们如果我们想到我们的罪得到完全的洁净
，and that our sins are completely cleansed.
所以我们就不能不赞美神。
And so we need to praise the Lord.
所以难怪诗篇的作者说在神的圣所赞美他。
And so no wonder the psalmist tells us, praise God in his sanctuary.
因为我们可以进入神的圣所。
Because we can enter into that sanctuary.
都是因为主耶稣基督的工作。
Because of the wonderful work of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们这样赞美神实在是非常自然的事情。
And so this is a very natural aspect of our lives.
那圣所呢另外第二方面的意思呢是神的殿。
And the second meaning behind sanctuary is temple.
因为我们知道神的殿呢就给我们一个感觉是非常严肃的一个地方。
And it is a very serious place.
因为事实上在神的殿里面我们都应该有感觉就是要有这个敬畏神的心。
That in this temple that we should have a reverent heart.
因为当我们能够敬畏神的时候我们就在神的圣所里面就能够保持与神有美好的交通。
That as we draw near to him, that we can have this wonderful fellowship with him.
那当然敬畏神并不是叫我们说好像完全没有自由。
And to fear the Lord doesn't mean that we are constricted.
事实上圣经告诉我们说敬畏神是智慧的开端。
But we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们能够更多敬畏神事实上我们就更有认识神的智慧。
And so as we fear the Lord more, that we can understand the wisdom of God more.
所以我们来到神的圣所里面是应该带着一个敬畏的灵。
And so when we come and enter into this temple, we should have this reverent heart.
我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
那在圣所第三方面的意思在圣所里面是有神的道路。
And this, the third meaning behind sanctuary is this idea of the ways.
因为我们知道这个路呢就是要通达达到一个目的的地方。
And we know that a way or a path is to reach a destination.
所以我们感谢神意思就是说当我们要赞美神的时候我们也不是照着自己的意思来赞美神。
And so what this speaks of is that when we praise the Lord, it isn't by our own route.
而是按照神的方法，神的道路。
But that it is by the Lord's way and God's way.
所以那可能弟兄姐妹就觉得说，哦，那这是不是太难了？
And so many brothers and sisters might think that this might be something that is very hard.
好像是我们要赞美神，还要按照神所定规的方式。
That is, if we need to praise the Lord, we have to follow after His ways.
但是我们实在要感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为当他做成他救赎的工作的时候，升上高天。
But that when He has done His saving work, He ascended into the heavens.
他就把圣灵赐下来。
He sent.Back down the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是现在是内住在我们里面。
And so we know that this Holy Spirit resides within us.
所以圣灵可以引领我们进入一个真实的赞美。
And so this Holy Spirit can lead us into this praise.
那使徒约翰在他老晚年的时候，他也提醒我们。
And we know that the Apostle John in his latter years, he reminded us.
他就用恩膏这个字。
And he used this word of anointing.
他说这个恩膏是真的。
And he said that this anointing is something that is real.
所以我们作为神儿女，我们应当也要记得这件事情。今天圣灵是住在我们里面。
And so we as Christians today, we need to remember that this Holy Spirit resides within us.
所以我们可以一直来按照圣灵的带领，我们来顺服圣灵的带领。
So by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can obey.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那圣所呢？我今天早上要教最后一个方面的意义就是神的家。
And the last meaning of this word sanctuary is the house.
我们讲到家，我觉得是给我们一个非常温暖的感觉。
And when we speak of this idea of house, we think of a very warm feeling.
因为我每次也许在外面很累的时候，回到家我们觉得可以休息。
And if we're outside of the house, we're very tired, but when we return home, we can rest.
我们可以照着好像非常放松的方式来生活。
And we can live in a relaxed manner.
所以在这里圣所讲到神的家，我觉得也给我们这样同样的感觉。
And so, my own feeling is that when we speak of this house of God, we can also have the same feeling.
因为在这神的家中有神做我们的父亲。
Because in this house, we know that God is our Father.
然后有弟兄姊妹，我们一起生活在神的家中。
And that is with brothers and sisters that we can live in this house of God.
所以我们实在感谢神啊，因为我们知道说，不论我们的光景如何，但是神一直是欢迎我们回家的。
And so as Christians, we know that no matter what condition that we are in, the Lord is always welcoming us into His house.
所以我们可以来回在神的家中来赞美神。
And so that in the house of God, we can praise Him.
那我们知道在新约上我们也得到这个启示，神的家就是永生神的教会。
And we know that in this New Testament, we know that the house of God is also the church.
所以为什么我们所有弟兄姊妹们能够一同聚在神的面前是非常宝贵的。
And so as brothers and sisters that we can meet together, it is something that is very precious.
因为我们教会就是神的家，我们可以一起把感谢赞美献给神。
And that this house or this church of God, that we can offer up our praises to Him.
好，我们接下来再看第一节的最后一句。
And we can next we can take a look at the last phrase or the last line of this verse one.
这里讲到说，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
And it says, praise Him in His mighty expanse.
在这里，无论是中文穹苍这个字，或是英文是 expanse。Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's in Chinese or English, the word is expanse.
我想这个字呢，哈，给我们的感觉，不论是中文或英文，我觉得就是一个很大的感觉，就是很广大的一个感觉。
And this, the feeling that we get from this word expanse is greatness.
实在是这里诗篇的作者让我们看见说，这个宇宙，神所造的宇宙是何等的大。
And we see from the psalmist that the feeling that he gets from the creation of that the Lord has placed it in is it expanse.
因为我们知道说，在这个宇宙哈有多大哈，我们有时候看看星星，大概可以知道。
That when we take a look at the universe, we can we usually judge it by the amount of stars.
那我就记得我小时候有个经历哈。
And I had an experience when I was younger.
那有一次呢，就晚上的时候就在。在这个外面我就躺下来。
And so when I was younger, I was outside at night time and I laid down.
那个时候我还不认识神。
And at that point, I did not know the Lord yet.
但是我们蒙恩的圣主都知道神早就认识我们。
But we as Christians know that when we did not know him, he knew us.
所以神，我后来蒙恩得救之后，我知道每次想到那个经历，我觉得也是神给我的经历。
And every time I think of that experience, I trust that it is an experience that the Lord has placed within me.
因为那个晚上我躺在外面的时候，这个天上是完全没有云的。
And so that night, when I was young, I laid down and the sky was a clear sky.
然后我就一看，哇，真的很多星星。
And I looked up and behold, there were so many stars.
那时候我不认识神。
And at that point, I didn't know the Lord.
所以我心里想的就是说，哦，这个星星很多。
And my first initial thought was, there's so many stars.
然后第二个想法我就是说，哦，这些古时候人哈，他们还很聪明。
And the second thought was that the people of the past, they're very smart.
因为他们就看这些星星啊，要把这些星取了名字。
And to name every one of these stars.
而且当然有些也编了一些所谓的神话故事哈，为这些星星编了一些故事。
And they made stories speak on these stars.
但不管怎样，我的印象就是说，的确天上的星星很多。
But no matter what, my feeling was that there were so many stars within the sky.
后来我们蒙恩得救的时候，
But after I was saved,
然后在圣经上我也看到一句话，
I also saw a phrase.
一个故事。
It's a story.
就那个时候，神也真的是把亚伯拉罕带到旷野里。
And it was speaking of Abraham when the Lord brought him into the wilderness.
然后神也叫他看天上的星星。
And he let him look into the sky.
那神也跟他说，这些星星你能数得过来吗？
And he asked Abraham, can you count the number of stars?
我知道是数不过来的。
And I know that this is an impossible task.
事实上我们要看这宇宙多大，我们可以首先从我们居住的地球来看起。
And when we talk about the greatness of this universe, we can first take a look at the earth.
我个人觉得这个地球其实已经蛮大了。And
my personal feeling is this earth is something that is already very big.
因为比如说像我们从西雅图要飞到坐飞机到亚洲去。And
if we're speaking of flying here on this earth from Seattle to the Far East.
那坐飞机虽然飞机很快，但是也要飞机个十一二个小时才到。
Even though flying a plane is relatively fast, it still takes about 10 hours to fly to Asia.
所以至少对我个人，我觉得地球已经蛮大的了。And
so to my own personal feeling, I feel like this Earth is something that is very big.
但是现在离我们最近的星星就是太阳。But
we know that the closest star to the planet Earth is the Sun.
然后现在科学家告诉我们太阳有多大。
And we know that scientists have told us how big the sun is.
太阳是地球的130万倍大。
And we know that the sun is 1.3 million times bigger than the size of the earth.
弟兄姐妹，这是用百万做单位的。
And this is speaking in millions.
弟兄姐妹可以想一下，这太阳有多大了啊。
And so brothers and sisters can think of how big the sun is.
那我们看到说，天上星星像太阳这样的星星呢，有多少呢？
And so when we look at the sky and we see that many stars, and they're all like the sun.
那科学家告诉我们说，它的数字是以十亿来计算。And
we know that it is speaking in terms of billions.
十亿 billions.
Billions.
很可怕。
This is kind of scary. Amazing.
那我们就看到说，可见这神造这宇宙有多大。
And so we see how great the universe is.
那大卫呢，他受到圣灵感动。
And so David, he was truly touched by the Spirit.
他说这些都是神用指头所摆出来的。
He speaks on how the Lord has placed each and every one of these stars by his hand.
当然我想大卫并不是说神就有一个手。
And it isn't to speak on how the Lord has a hand.
但是就是叫我们看见说神是多么的伟大。
But it speaks on how great the Lord is.
因为这个神所创造的宇宙实在是超过我们所能完全想象。
That the expanse of the universe is something that is greater than our imagination.
所以诗篇的作者在这里讲说，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
So the psalmist speaks on praise him in his mighty expanse.
所以我们知道说，如果我们自己觉得非常的软弱的时候，
And so when we ourselves feel like we are weak,
我鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们可以再想想神所创造这个天地。
I encourage brothers and sisters to look upon God who has created this earth.
因为我觉得当我们想到神的伟大，我们自然就会来赞美他。
And so when we think of the greatness of him, then we can automatically praise him.
我今天早上教会就停在这里。
And so I will end my sharing here today.
像我的祷告就是说借着这样的交通让我们看见说赞美神是一个非常重要的事。
And so my prayer is that we can see that praising the Lord is an important aspect of our lives.
而且就是我们所认识的赞美神其实也是一个非常自然的事情。
And that praising the Lord should be something that comes very naturally.
因为就我们认识神越多我觉得我们自然就会更多想要赞美他。
That the more we know the Lord, the more we desire to praise him.
好我们愿神纪念今天早晨的交通。
May the Lord truly bless the sharings this morning.
好我将停在这里。
I will end my sharing here.
我们非常感谢主。
We're very thankful to God.
接着我们的弟兄提醒我们赞美神的生活是基督徒非常重要的一个生活。
To remind us through our brothers that praising the Lord is a very important part of our Christian lives.
的确我们需要常常来赞美神。
Indeed, we need to praise him all the time.
早晨我的负担还是继续和弟兄姐妹们交通彼得的生平。
This morning, my burden is to continue sharing about the life of Peter.
上一次我们交通了到彼得的几件事情。
Last time we shared about a couple aspects of Peter.
那我们知道彼得呢是在圣经当中所记载的最大家最熟悉的使徒之一。
We know that Peter is one of the most familiar apostles in the Bible.
那我自己感觉呢，彼得也是我最在圣经当中最喜欢的一位
And he's personally my favorite character in the Bible.
因为每次当我想到他的时候，就觉得他是一个非常爱主的人。
Because whenever I think about him, I realize how much he loved God.
他是也是一位非常虔诚的犹太人。
He was also a very devout Jew.
那在他的身上，我们也可以看见神许多的恩典。
In his life, we can see the grace of God.
神把他一个彼得一个打鱼的变成一个。神所使用建造教会的非常重要的一个使徒。
That God took this humble fisherman to become a pillar of the church.
在这个建造的过程当中，许多的时候是借着彼得的失败。
And through this building of the church, he used Peter's failures.
所以我们可以从这些经历当中学习到许多宝贵的功课。
And so from these experiences, we can learn some important lessons.
那虽然我们没有像彼得那样的功用。
Although we may not be used in the same way as Peter,
但是我们相信神要在我们每个人身上所建造的都是一样的。
But we trust that the Lord wishes to build himself in our lives similarly.
接着我们不同的经历，神所要建造出来的是同样的属主的生命。
And through our own life experiences, God is trying to build his life in us all.
所以当我们来分享彼得的经历的时候，我们实在是带着一个非常谦卑学习的态度来分享他的
So as we reflect on Peter's life, we bring a humble and teachable heart willing to learn from him.
那彼得的经历在圣经当中记载的非常的详细。
So Peter's life is really clearly depicted in the Bible.
那许多也是我们非常熟悉的。
And he's an apostle we know very well.
那是我们也感谢主，上个主日弟兄们也交通到彼得的经历。
We thank the Lord that last week our brothers also shared about the life of Peter.
那今天我要交通的第一个经历是记载在马太福音第17章的24节到27节。
Today the first passage we want to look at is from Matthew chapter 17 verse 24 to 27.
那我们先把这一段经文来读一遍。
Let's first read this passage of scripture.
我们还是一样，我来读一节，然后请我的弟兄 Nelson 读一节英文。
I will read one phrase in Chinese and then we'll ask our brother Nelson to read once in English.
17章的24节。
Matthew 17:24.
到了加百农，有收丁税的人来见彼得说，你的先生不纳丁税吗？
When they came to Capernaum, those who collected the two drachma tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher not pay the two drachma tax?
彼得说纳，他进了屋子。耶稣先向他说：“西门，你的意思如何？世上的君王向谁征收关税、丁税？是向自己的儿子呢？是向外人呢？”
He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs or poll tax? From their sons or from strangers?"
彼得说：“是向外人。”耶稣说。既然如此，儿子就可以免税了。
When Peter said, from strangers, Jesus said to him, then the sons are exempt.
怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上的鲤鱼拿起来，打开它的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们，做你我的税人。
However, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for you and me.
这里边记载一段经历是在加百农。
This passage talks about a story that happened in Capernaum.
那加百农我们都知道是主耶稣基督一开始出来传道的地方。
We know that Capernaum was one of the places where Jesus first began his ministry.
那有一天呢，有一个收税的人来见主耶稣，他先见到了彼得。
One time there was a tax collector that came to meet the Lord, but first encountered Peter.
所以他就要问彼得说：“你的先生要不要拿丁税呢？”
So he asked him, "Does your teacher pay the tax?"
彼得说：“拿。”
Peter says, "Yes."
那这个丁税和现在和当时在犹太地也有许多不同的税收。
So this temple tax was a little bit different than the taxes collected under the Roman government of the time.
那罗马人他们收可能许多不同的关税。
The Romans probably collected different types of taxes.
但是这个丁税呢是神在出埃及记第三十章第十一到十六节那边给摩西的一个命令。
But theTemple tax was actually from the Old Testament scriptures in Exodus chapter 30.
那个时候神告诉摩西呢说以色列人当中的男丁20岁以上的。
In that time, the Lord told Moses to exact his temple tax on men who were over the age of 20.
那时候因为他们有一次数点啊要把所有的20岁以上能够打仗的人数点出来。
At that time, they were taking a census of those men who were able to fight over the age of 20.
所以耶和华就晓谕摩西20岁以上的男丁他们要交这个殿里边的殿税。
So God directed that Moses collect a temple tax for these individuals.
所以这个就叫做丁税代表着男丁税。
So this is the temple tax.
提醒他们神把他们从埃及拯救出来。
To remind them that the Lord brought them out of Egypt.
所以这个税呢是作为一个赎生命的礼物。
So this is a tax that is in lieu of life.
所以每次当犹太人要交这个丁税的时候，实际上神是提醒在他们里边做一个非常重要的一个提醒。
So whenever the Jews paid this tax, it was a reminder to them of their lives.
就是神把他们从为奴之地拯救出来。
That the Lord saved them out of slavery in Egypt.
把他们要献给神。
That their lives are consecrated to the Lord.
所以是赎他们生命的一个礼物。
So it's a tax in payment for their lives.
那我们知道这个时候彼得已经认识到主耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。
So we know at this time, Peter has already recognized that Jesus is the Son of the living God.
那也就是说主耶稣基督他就是那个救赎者。
In other words, Jesus is the Messiah.
他不需要去交这个赎他自己生命的丁税。
He does not need to pay the tax for his own life.
那彼得已经有这个认识。
Peter should have already had this understanding.
但这里边呢，我们看见当这些收税的人来问彼得的时候
，But yet when the tax collectors came to Peter,
彼得毫不犹豫的就说，那要交这个税。
Peter without hesitation just said yes.
但是当彼得进了屋子的时候
，But when Peter went inside the house,
我想这个时候彼得可能心里边大概有一点点的犹豫，是这个回答是不是对的。
My guess is Peter may have had a little bit of regret and wondered if he answered correctly.
所以他就进到屋子里边去。
So he went inside the house.
主耶稣呢就先向他说话。
And Jesus encountered him.
主耶稣问他说：“西门，你的意思如何呢？这个世上的君王，他们向谁来收这个丁税？向儿子还是向外人？”
Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Simon?" From whom do the kings of earth collect customs and poll tax? From their sons or from strangers?
那今天这个丁税是为了殿的。主耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
Today the poll tax is for the temple, and God and Jesus is the Son of God.
他是那个救赎者。
He is the Savior.
所以他是不需要交这个丁税。
So he is exempt from this tax.
那彼得回答他现在开始想起来这件事情应该是怎样回答。
And Peter began to reflect on how to answer.
他说应该是向外人。
He said from strangers.
那主说呢，既然如此的话，儿子就可以免税了。
And Jesus says to him, then the sons are exempt.
但是主说呢，为了不要去触犯他们。
But Jesus said, in order to not offend them,
你先到海边去钓鱼。
Go to the sea and fish.
得到的第一条鱼里边有一块钱，可以做你我的薪水。
And in the first fish, there was a shekel to pay for his and Peter's tax.
那这里边我们可以看见，从这段经文当中学到几个功课。
So from this passage, we can learn a couple lessons.
第一个功课呢，就是我们今天在地上是基督徒，是跟随主的人。
First, as Christians, on earth today, we are followers of Christ.
所以我们应该是跟随主，不能够走在主的前边。
So we should follow the Lord, not walk ahead of the Lord.
这个是其实我们常常犯的错误。
This is a mistake that we commonly make.
有的时候我们自己的经验，我们自己的知识，就促使我们好像先做了一个决定，没有去询问主。
Sometimes our experiences and our wisdom make us make a decision before the Lord.
这是神不喜悦的一件事情。
But this is something the Lord does not desire.
主耶稣基督叫我们来跟随他。
God calls us to follow him.
我们就要在凡事上真实的来跟随他。
And therefore, in all things, we must follow him.
无论是大事小事，我们需要在主面前寻求。
Whether they're big things or small things, we need to seek the Lord's will.
我们不能走在主的前面。
We cannot walk in front of the Lord.
另外我们也看见呢，主在这边实在是一个有恩典的主。
Second, we also see that God is a God of grace.
他是一个使人和睦的神。
He's a reconciling God.
所以我们看见呢，他在这边显出了是一个恩典的处理的方法。
So he shows grace in this instance.
并且他自己降卑。
He humbled himself.
他愿意和彼得一同来付这个丁税。
He's willing to put his tax in together with Peter.
他好像跟彼得作为兄弟一样，两个人一起来付这个丁税。
He almost is being a brother to Peter.
这是一位何等慈爱的主。
This is a truly loving God.
那他也告诉彼得呢，去打鱼，去钓鱼。
He also told Peter to go fish.
那我们知道彼得他本身是打鱼的。
We know Peter is a fisherman.
打鱼要比钓鱼来得快得多。
He fish with nets, which is much faster than fishing with
nets. 所以现在主呢要训练他的一个耐心。
So the Lord wanted to teach him patience.
所以我们也需要在跟随主的这条路上需要被培养出有耐心。
So in following the Lord, we also need to cultivate patience.
我们需要等待圣灵的工作。
We need to wait until the work of the Spirit.
那当我们在神面前等待的时候，神的能力就可以降到我们里边。
And as we wait before the Lord, the power of the Spirit can enter us.
好，我们就快快地进到下一个经历。
So let's look at another passage.
那这个呢是彼得三次不认主的一个经历。
And this is when Peter denied the Lord three times.
这段经历在四本福音书里边都有记载。
This story is depicted in all four Gospels.
并且都有非常详细的记载。
And depicted in much detail.
所以有许多的经文，那我们就不能够一一的来读。
So we don't have time to read all the passages.
那我们看一下这个路加福音里边第22章，这里边呢，在这件事情发生之前，主就已经对彼得有一个警告或者是预言。
But let's look in book 20, the book of Luke chapter 22, where even prior to this, the Lord predicts this in Peter's life.
这是记载在22章的31节到34节。
This is in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 33.
那时候主耶稣告诉彼得呢，说撒旦要得着你们。他要三年。
At that time, Peter tells, the Lord Jesus tells Peter that Satan wishes to sift Peter.
并且呢，要像筛麦的一样筛你。
And this is to sift him like wheat.
但是主说呢，我已经为你祷告，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头之后，你要坚固你的弟兄。
But Jesus says that he has prayed for Peter that his faith may not fail, and then he may, once he turns again, strengthen his brothers.
在马太福音的第26章33节。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 31 to 33.
那当这段事情发生的时候，彼得说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永远不会跌倒。
Peter responds to this prediction of Christ by saying that although everyone else will turn against you, I will never turn from you.
那因为这时候主告诉他呢，说，你在鸡叫之前要三次不认我。
Because at this time, God reminds him that before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
35节呢，彼得就继续非常坚定地说，他说，我就必须与你同死，我也总不能不认你。
And in chapter 30, in verse 31, Peter says, even though he will die, he will not deny the Lord.
那我们知道到了马太福音的第26章69节的时候。
And we know that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 69,
69节到75节就记载了彼得三次在那边不认主，在大祭司的院子里。
From verse 69 to 75, we see that Peter actually does deny the Lord three times, in the courtyard of the high priest.
那这段经文弟兄姐妹们也是都是非常熟悉，我们就不再仔细看这个过程。
These passages, brothers and sisters, are quite familiar with, so we won't read them right now.
我们这里边看见了主开始有一个预言，说撒旦呢要得着你们。
But we know there's a prediction here that the Lord says, Jesus says that Satan wants to sift you like wheat.
那我们知道这个筛麦子就是一个分别的一个过程。
We know that sifting is a differentiation process.
主耶稣基督在马太福音第三章十一到十二节也讲，圣经也讲也提到，神要做一个分别。
In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12,Jesus also talks about a separation.
对不起，这是施洗约翰当他介绍主耶稣基督的时候他提的。
Excuse me, actually, this is what the apostle, this is what John the Baptist noted, when he was talking about Jesus.
他说呢，有一位在我之后来的，比我能力更大。
He says, there is one coming after me who is mightier than I.
他要用圣灵给你们施洗。
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他手里拿着簸箕要扬进他的场。
His winnowing fork is in his hands.
所以我们看见神也是在做一个分别的工作。
So we know that God is doing a work of separation.
但是撒旦在这边塞我们却不是要分别，他是要试探我们。
But Satan's also using a sieve to sift us.
是要让我们失败，跌倒软弱。
Satan wants us to fail.And to have weakness.
所以因为我们当我们被塞的时候，当这个你看那个麦子在这个塞子上非常剧烈被震动的话，没有一个能够站立的。
We know that when the wheat is being sifted, the grain is being sifted, there's not one that will stand.
但是非常宝贵的，主耶稣基督在这里面有一个应许，他说他已经为我们祷告。
But thank the Lord, we know that there's the Lord Jesus already promises that He's praying for Peter.
并且我们有回头的机会。
And we have an opportunity to repent.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常宝贵、非常宝贵的应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very precious promise.
因为我们在生活当中都会遇见失败、软弱。
Because we know that all of us in our lives will fail.
所以主说呢，我们可以，他已经为我们祷告，这位天上的大祭司为我们祷告，我们可以回头。
But the Lord Jesus, our heavenly high priest, has reminded us that he is praying for us.
那弟兄姐妹们都知道，当彼得说的这些话的时候，当他说他绝对不会不认主的时候。
We know that when Peter says that he will never deny the Lord.
我们知道他是非常非常认真的。
We know that he spoke it with much fervor.
因为在他的心里边，在他的情感当中，这的确他心中最大的希望，他的确是觉得他可以为主。
In his heart and in his emotions, he truly believed that he would not deny the Lord.
这一点我相信我们都没有一点的怀疑。
I believe that none of us have any doubts on this point.
但是在这里边我们看见非常遗憾的一件事情，就是彼得并不是非常认识他的自己。
But one of the things that is troubling here is we see that Peter does not quite understand himself.
我觉得这是我们在生活当中需要学习的一个非常重要的一个功课。
I think this is an important lesson that all of us need to learn in our own lives.
盼望着圣灵开启我们，让我们能够真实的认识自己。
That may the Spirit open our eyes that we can truly understand ourselves.
不仅仅能够认识我们是个罪人，并且在神的光中来真正的认识我们自己。
That not only do we recognize that we are sinners, but in the light of the Lord we can see what we truly are.
在好多年前我有一个经历。
Many years ago I had an experience.
大概在几个月的时间，三到四个月的时间当中
，over a 3 to 4 month period of time，
当我早晨起来跪在主的面前来亲近主的时候
，when I woke up in the morning to seek the Lord，
常常呢就会 脑子里面出现一个图画。
I began to have a picture in my mind.
那个图画就是我站在一个肮脏的水中。
This picture was that I was standing beside a body of water.
也没有穿鞋，只是光着脚站在水里。
I was barefoot.
但是我却好像没有感觉是自己是站在这个肮脏的水中。
But I didn't have this feeling that I was standing in the water.
所以这不断的出现在我的脑海当中。
This image of dirty water kept being reflected in my mind.
因为我开始审查自己的生活。
And I began to examine my own life.
当然我知道我不是一个圣洁的人。
I knew I was not a holy person.
我是一个罪人。
That I am a sinner.
但是这段是这个过程一直出现很长时间之后几周之后。
But after this vision of me standing in dirty water continued to perseverate in my mind,
我心里面就是非常受到搅扰。
I began to have a lot of anxiety in my heart.
那我开始在主面前有很深的一个询问。
I had a seeking heart before the Lord.
那我对主说，我的确知道我不是像一个圣洁的人。
I told the Lord, I know I'm not a holy person.
但是当我在主面前认真地来寻求自己生活的时候，还是觉得好像我并没有犯好像很大的罪。
But as I sought the Lord, I said, though I am not a holy person, I can't see any specific serious sin that was on my heart.
那为什么我还好像还一直出现在这段一个光景当中？
Why did I continue to have this vision?
那一直并且这段一直持续下去。
And that this vision continued.
那到后来我觉得圣灵在我里边做了一个开启的工作。
Afterwards, the Spirit began to do a work of opening in my heart.
让我真实地看见什么是神所要的。
To teach me what is what the Lord truly desires.
很多的时候我们觉得我们在这个世上还有一些可以好的东西是可以被神所用。
Oftentimes there's some good things in our lives that can be used by the Lord.
我们知道那些不好的东西我们求圣灵赶紧帮我们挪去。
The things that are not good, we ask that the Spirit take away.
但是我们常常还觉得有些保留，我们好像每个人身上还有一些好的东西。
But maybe sometimes we feel like there's some good things that we have.
但是那个时候我才开始真实的认识到圣经说人自己所认为的义在神的眼中都看作 不过是破烂的衣服一样。
But at that time the Spirit began to remind me that the scripture has says that even our righteousness is filthy rags before the Lord.
我们自己没有什么可以带到神面前。
There's nothing that we can bring before the Lord.
我们只需要真实地认识自己。
We need to truly understand the Lord.
不管是我们自己是认为好的还是不好的，我们都需要带到圣灵的光中。
Whether we deem them as good or bad, we need to bring it before the Spirit.
我们需要不再以自己个人的角度来认识自己。
We need to understand ourselves not in our own perspective.
那是用神的眼光来看我们自己。
But see ourselves in the eyes of the Lord.
那当圣灵对我有这样的一个真实，因为这个道理我们都知道。
This concept we all understand.
但是这个实际要做工在我们里边的时候。
But when this reality needs to be manifest in our lives.
我觉得圣灵需要在我们里面做一个特别的工作。
I think the Spirit needs to do a special work in us.
所以当这个工作做工在我的里边的时候。
So when he began to do this work in my heart.
后来这个情况就消失了。
This vision began to go away.
那彼得在这里边我们看见他没有认识自己。
So in this instance, we see that Peter did not know himself.
虽然他在他心中非常坚定的他是何等的爱主。
Though in his heart, he would say that he truly loved the Lord.
但是呢当这个试炼临到的时候我们看见他跌倒。
But when the trials came, we know that Peter fell.
彼得为什么需要经历这个？
Why did he need to experience these trials?
因为彼得要肩负一个非常重要的使命。
Because Peter had to come to face to face with a reality.
当主耶稣基督离开地上的时候。
Now when the Lord left the earth.
圣灵要充满这些使徒们，要在地上建立神的教会。
That the Spirit, Holy Spirit must come upon these apostles to begin to build his church.
这是神今天在宇宙在世界当中最大的一个工作。
And this is the biggest work of the Lord currently in the earth.
And 他把这个工作托付给一群与我们性情一样软弱的人。
And he gave this responsibility to a bunch of brothers and sisters who were equally as weak as we are.
所以他需要在这些人身上做特别的工作。
So in the lives of these brothers and sisters, he needed to do a special work.
我们可以想象，如果彼得他的态度是说，其他的弟兄们都可以跌倒，但我永远不会跌倒，那他怎么可以带领这些弟兄姐妹们在地上建立神的教会？
We can imagine if Peter had the attitude that all others will fall, but I will never fall, how could he build the church of the Lord?
所以神要让彼得看见他的自己，向他学习这个功课。
So the Lord wanted Peter to see himself, that he can learn this homework.
我们非常感谢主，彼得有深刻的悔改。
We thank the Lord that Peter had a deep, transformation.
虽然这个罪是非常大的一个罪。
Though this was a big sin.
在无论是在彼得一生，在任何的人的生命当中，这个都是一个非常大的罪。
Not just in Peter's life, in anyone's life, this would be a big sin.
但是我们非常感谢主，主说呢，他为我们祷告。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord said he is going to pray for us.
并且叫我们不至于失去信心。
And not to lose faith.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
所以我们在这里边学习到的一个非常重要的一个功课。
And we learned a very important, lesson here.
就是需要圣灵来在各样的环境当中来提醒我们。
That we need the Spirit to remind us in different experiences.
让我们真正的能够认识自己。
That we can truly understand ourselves.
借着神的眼光来看我们自己。
And see ourselves in the perspective of the Lord.
使我们能够谦卑在神的面前。
That we can have a humble heart before the Lord.
另外一个要我们非常必须记住的就是主耶稣基督为我们祷告。
Also, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus Christ makes intercessory prayers for us.
这是一个非常宝贵的应许。
This is a precious reality.
主说呢，父交托给他的，他一个都不会失去。
The Lord says that what the Father has given him, he will not lose even one.
不管弟兄姐妹们在怎样的光景当中
，So no matter what circumstances you may find yourself in，
我们需要记住，我们天上有一位大祭司。
We remember that we have a high priest in heaven。
他天天为我们祷告
，And he daily makes prayers for us。
并且仇敌在他里边是毫无地位
，And the enemy has no standing in his presence。
他已经为我们得胜
，Because he has already overcome for us。
盼望着他也带领我们能够一同进入。
We pray that you may also bring all of us into this victory.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we want to worship and praise you.
早晨，你借着你的话在提醒我们。
That this morning through your word you remind us.
让我们能够常常来敬拜你。
That we need to come and praise you all the time.
因为你实在是配。
Because you're worthy.
我们也借着你使徒的经历来告诉我们。
And through your apostles' experiences,
让我们能够跟随你的脚踪。
We see that we need to follow you.
能够常常来寻求你的心意。
That we need to come and seek your will.
能够看见我们自己的光景。
To see our own, under our own experiences.
让我们能够靠着你给我们的力量，在地上生活和服事。
That through your strength that we can serve and live in this world.
在这个艰难的时候，我们求你祝福你的教会。
In these difficult times, we pray that you can bless your church.
祝福弟兄姐妹们。
Bless your brothers and sisters.
祷告，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray in Jesus' overcoming name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们下边有一些报告。
We'll have some announcements.
我们知道我们在线上的聚会还是需要继续下去。
We know that we're continuing our meetings online.
So, 我们星期二晚上有祷告聚会。
So, we have our prayer meeting on Tuesday evening.
现在呢都是各个组里边的聚会。
And these meetings happen in each individual group.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这个各小组的祷告。
So, we encourage brothers and sisters to join your small groups for prayer.
如果不知道在什么地方的话，可以问一下你附近的弟兄姐妹。
If you're not sure which group you should be in, you can reach out to your brothers and sisters.
周五晚上我们照样有各组的读经聚会。
Our Friday night Bible study begins also, continues also in their individual groups.
有一个提醒，为了配合儿童聚会，周五晚上聚会是从7点45开始，原来是7点半，现在改到7点45。
Just a reminder, we're moving the Bible study on Friday nights from 7:30 to 7:45 to begin because of the children's meetings.
东南区的读经聚会还是照常在星期六的六点半开始。
The Saturday Southeast District Bible Study continues at 6:30 p.m.
每个主日我们继续鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够有擘饼聚会。
We encourage every brother and sister to continue their individual breaking of bread meeting.
这是一个非常重要的聚会，盼望着弟兄姐妹们，无论是个人在家里，还是有小的团体，
This is an important time to spend together, whether you're doing it in your families or with another small group. If you are interested in joining some other small groups virtually, please reach out because there are several groups meeting together. We thank the Lord that next Sunday, Brother James Zhang will be speaking. And Josh Zhang will be interpreting.
我们的儿童的聚会是每个星期五晚上从7点到7点45.
Our children's meetings are every Friday from 7 to 7:45 p.m.
主日早晨是从12点到12点50.
On Sundays, they go from 12 noon to 12:50.
盼望着做家长的弟兄姐妹们能够带领儿童们进入这个聚会.
We ask that parents of young children lead them to participate in these classes.
请注意一下这个结束的时间有跟之前有改动.
Just remember that the end times have changed a little bit from before.
我们感谢主，现在孙弟兄正在带领明尼苏达那边的一个特会.
We thank the Lord that Brother Sun is currently leading an online summer conference in Minnesota.
这个特会是昨天早晨开始的.
This conference began yesterday morning.
还有两堂是今天下午5点和明天早晨8点半.
There's two more sessions this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. and tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m.
对不起，刚才我说错，今天下午是5点半开始。
This afternoon it's 5:30 p.m.
那聚会的链接是在我们教会的网站上 YouTube， 以前的也可以听今天的晚上的和明天的，欢迎弟兄姐妹来听。
If you'd like to join, you can go online to our church website and you'll see the YouTube links.
我们有一个好消息。
We have a happy news.
李诺恒弟兄和叶思怡姊妹昨天星期六在主里结为夫妻。
Our brother Sam Lee and sister Melissa Yi were married yesterday on Saturday the 5th.
Melissa呢就是洪良弟兄和美珍姊妹的女儿。
Melissa is the daughter of brother Steve Ye and Nathan.
我们为他们非常高兴，也请弟兄姐妹们祷告中纪念这对新人。
We're very happy for them, and we pray that brothers and sisters may join us in praying for this new couple.
求主祝福这个新的家庭，让他们彼此相爱，也求主使用他们。
May the Lord bless them that they may have love for one another, and may the Lord use them.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们祷告中纪念美国的大选。
May the Lord also pray for our country's election.
纪念福音工作。
And pray for the work of the gospel.
纪念这个美国和各地的疫情。
And pray for the pandemic both here in the U.S. and globally.
纪念身体有需要的软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
Pray for our brothers and sisters with weak, who are sick or physically ill.
我们详细的报告在教会的网站上，请弟兄姐妹们来看一下。
More detailed requests are on the website if you want to take a look.
我们今天的报告就停在这里。We'll
end our prayer request today.
我们今天的聚会就结束，今天你们再见。
We'll end our meeting today. Bye bye.